Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from RPT. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover an article called Three Female Finance Company CEOs Explain Why Single Women in the United States Have More Homes Than Single Men, Even Though They Still Earn Less. The article says that women earn 18% less than men, but it doesn't mention that's because women tend not to work as many hours as men do, especially the ones when it comes to overtime. So why do they own more homes than men do? My guess is that women have a nesting instinct, and they're more likely to get into debt to satiate that instinct. Then there are the single mothers, or alimony ponies, as I like to call them, that collect cash and prizes from their exes for their formerly used up cooch while sitting on a couch. Women talk about the earnings gap all the time, and try misrepresenting it as a wage gap. The wages are the same, but the amount of time they work is a lot less. As for single women owning more homes than single men, you will rarely hear anyone talking about the housing gap. So what's the reason that they own more homes than men do? Well, according to the female CEOs, it's because of the increased advocacy and awareness for women's rights. But the low-income women, especially women of color, are often left out of women's advocacy. So according to them, that does mean that feminism is promoting this, isn't it? According to the data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, single women own 2.65 million homes than single men, mostly in states like Florida, Maryland, and Delaware. And according to Christy Kim, founder and CEO of Tomo Credit, more and more women are earning higher incomes and are able to afford sent homes, Kim says. But the thing is, a disproportionately higher number of women own their homes when compared to men and their incomes. To me, it's not just higher incomes, but it's also women's status-seeking behavior that's leading them to buy the homes. They're more likely to buy into the shaming language that renting is for losers. Plus, also, let's not forget that the female chameleon likes to project that she's successful, so that she can attract a man that's even more successful than she is. Because that's hypergamy for you. Lucy Liu, the CEO of a company called Pinata, says that women are better at long-term thinking than men are, and that's why they're buying homes. It's too bad the survey didn't also look at the investable assets of single men versus single women. If I had to make a bet, I think that men have more stocks, Bitcoin, and other types of investments. That the majority of their assets are tied up in a house that requires maintenance fees and upkeep. But Lucy is right when she points out that women are more likely to make sacrifices to buy a home. Yes, they're willing to sacrifice their financial futures buying houses near the top of the housing market. Just wait until those house prices collapse. Then they'll probably cherry-pick statistics to make themselves look like the victims. They'll probably say that women are facing more mortgage payments than men are. Wah! Meanwhile, it's single men that are facing higher rents that are outpacing the inflation rates. I don't feel bad for them because at least female homeowners had the option to refinance during COVID at a rate of 2 or 3% for 30 years. Not to mention they can write off their mortgage interest if they're in the United States. Plus, they're also building up their equity. Yet they'll probably want people to see them as the victims if the prices fall even 5 or 10%. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women suffer more with higher interest rates clown world show. The third of those three female financial CEOs doesn't really say anything relevant, so I won't even share it with you guys. Women are always late to the financial party. If houses fall in price, they will be the victims of a rigged patriarchal system. And I'm predicting that in a couple years, you'll also hear women complaining about how 90% of Bitcoin holders are men, and that women spend way too much for their bags, so they're victims after the price is flat or down slightly, when they also have the same opportunity to buy. Most won't, because women wait until something is socially acceptable and safe before actually adopting it. Women should be the ones plowing all their money into AI stocks right now, because they stand to be the ones that'll become unemployed first by them. Also, if there's a financial collapse that's drawn out, then you know that real estate has a good chance of dropping and staying down for a very long time. If women are the ones that own the majority of it, then they stand to lose more. In the future, you're going to want to make your assets as globally diversified as possible. Besides Bitcoin, if you invest in U.S. big tech companies, then you'll also be technically diversified, because U.S. big tech is in most countries. So between putting all my assets into those two things, I have almost zero Canadian dollars while I'm still living in Canada. I think the future is not about planting roots in one country if you're single, but that the new American dream is about moving from one country or city to another while having a remote income and global assets. What are all those single women supposed to do now that interest rates are high and no one qualifies to buy their homes? Especially if they want to move or work or go someplace else. They can't do anything. They're literally trapped in their house because even if they did find someone that qualified to buy their property and they went to buy a new one, their mortgage would go from 3% all the way up to 8%. This is what's called financial repression. If you're in a Western country and you want to own a home, the odds are stacked against you. So figure out a way to get that remote income and move overseas to Latin America, South or Eastern Europe, Asia, or even Africa if you're a black man, to save on living expenses and so you can bank your bucks to protect yourself from poverty. If the West collapses, the name of the game for the elites will be to make sure their people can't just up and leave to another country for a better life. The way to ensure that is to make sure there's no way their people can sell their homes, while at the same time the majority of their income is stuck paying for their mortgage in a place like Canada. But even in the States, where many people won't be paying as much relative to their income, they'll still be stuck, because real estate in a high-interest environment is an illiquid asset that doesn't sell very easily unless you heavily discount it, and most people won't do that because they don't want to lose money. When the World Economic Forum said that you will own nothing and be happy, this is really what they meant, that you will possess a home, but you won't be able to pay back the mortgage on it. So in a sense, the bank will still own it forever and you won't, especially in places like Canada where we see 40-year amortizations plus in many cases. Many men will see such things as a noose around their neck, while many women see that as freedom. Just like them going to work was freedom, while staying at home taking care of their family was slavery. Now for the last part of the video, I want to talk about how GQ's Man of the Year issue now has half of the individual honorees for Man of the Year being women. Because it's equality, stupid. GQ stands for Gentlemen's Quarterly, and they're trying to turn it into the Boy Scouts by filling it up with females. They even put Kim Kardashian eating a bag of Cheetos on the cover wearing a suit. I think it's a bit of a desperation move as no one really reads magazines anymore, except women. And because they're all about inclusion, this is about pandering to female readership. I knew they were bad when years ago GQ was trying to trap this gentleman, the Sandman, by trying to get me to hit on one of the women they planted at an event. The idea was to write a hit piece on the men's rights movement and use me to discredit the whole thing. Don't you remember what happened to Bud Light catering to gay people and watching their sales crash faster? Or the Miss America pageant getting rid of the bikini competition and they recently filed for bankruptcy? I don't think companies like this are doing things to piss men off. They're seeing their sales decline naturally and they're trying to slow that decline. But by pandering to the puss, they actually speed up their demise and ruin shareholder equity in the process. Imagine if the tables were turned and a man was on the cover of a women's magazine stealing all of women's attention. That's what this is also about, attention. Seeing that we are in an attention-based economy, and that there's a sort of wealth inequality when it comes to how that attention is being spread around, women are doing whatever they can to get their faces in front of the men out there, including invading male spaces, which is what they've always done. GQ circulation is down 10.3% from 2013 to 2019, and it's probably even lower today. Also, it's not unheard of for them to put women on their covers. I see that AOC was on it last year as well as Zoe Kravitz. I've never read it, and I never want to after what they tried pulling on me. Why would I give them money to try and make me look that bad? I'm just trying to say that it's an insult to men to promote the idea that a woman can be Man of the Year. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to RPT for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topics. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that today's modern woman won't smash you unless you own your own home. But you'll still smash Chad if he's homeless. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that will vote for unrestricted immigration to make sure the price of their overpriced properties never falls away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.